Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Offside Shenanigans. Today, we'll be going over our picks for DFS and our predictions for this week's games. To get George started, DFS picks. Everybody That's likes me. George Kittle.
Huh? What'd you say?
Huh?
What'd you say?
Everybody likes George Kittle.
I thought you said nobody likes George Kittle. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Everybody likes him. I really like... So last week wasn't a great week. Tony Pollard, I mean, he was two times. Brissett was two times. Strange was two times. Alec Pierce is dead to me. I don't think it's his fault. It's kind of his fault.
It's not but even he's a dead little to me. Bit his fault.
It wasn't. It was all Phillip. Well, Riley Leonard starting this week, so we'll see how that goes. I feel like I didn't put him on this list, but I think he could have a decent week. Pittman and Downs are going to have most of the coverage. So I think it'll really open up things for Warren and Pierce. You don't? Well, my picks for this week, Jadon Blue. He's 4,300, pretty low, and he's the only healthy running back on that Cowboys offense. And they're going against the Giants, who have like a lower end, not doing great rush defense. I also like Shadur this week at 4,900. He is going against the Bengals, and we all know how the Bengals are. Hopefully, they don't play well this week. Shadur had a pretty good week last week. I think he can have another good week this week. Is Fannin supposed to play? But if Fannin plays, I mean, I like it even more, honestly.
Agreed. Fannin is out.
Oh, crap.
Is Njoku.
I wonder if Njoku. Oh, crap. Well, I'm still going in on it. I mean, it's very low value for a quarterback at 4,900. I like Elik Ayomanor. He's been very involved these last couple weeks. And I think him and Cam Ward are building something even more. Cam Ward's looking better, even better, like these last couple weeks. He's been killing it. They're going against the Jaguars. I feel like they're going to want to try to make this somewhat competitive. So I just expect him to have a good week. And, my last one is Brenton Strange. I mean, I'm doubling down on this guy again. He's been very reliable, I think. Going against the, Titans, who don't have a great pass rush, they only have Jeffrey Simmons. So if they're able to stop Jeffrey Simmons, Brenton Strange won't really have to block as much, which I will open him up in the pass game. With these picks, it leaves an average of 66-20 for the last remaining five plays. Even if you go with the highest defense, which is the Jags, you'd have 72-75 for the last four players, which that's really good.
Yeah.
It's great.
So I did something similar to that last week and ended up, if I had gone with just a little bit better, but like I had Joe Burrow and Chase because of having so much money, and they put up 48.4 points. I ended up just missing out cashing. And I mean, to be frank, if I had picked Pat or Freiermuth instead of Washington, I would have cashed.
Yeah.
In fairness to me, Washington got hurt. Looked like he was kind of the guy. And then Freiermuth ended up becoming more the guy after Washington got hurt. So,
yeah.
Washington was 1X. Samson was a bust at just over 1X. And really, he got most of that late. And I thought that it was more because Sanders was kind of ineffective. So hopefully Samson will get more of a run. But I'm not running that back. Parker Washington was fantastic at 4,800. He was 20 over 4X. His value, and Trey Tucker was over 2X. So I thought Tucker should have gotten more run there, but what I thought Gino was going to do, Jackson Dart did in that game. And I mean, that was just absolutely I don't understand why this guy's still starting. I really don't get it.
Put in Aiden O'Connell.
And maybe they're afraid that they'll win with somebody else. I don't know. I think this week, so initially when I was looking at this, I really like Bill Kroski Merritt. But I end up going with Jadon Blue on this instead because at 4,300, he is so cheap and he is the only guy going against a team that, frankly, isn't good at stopping anything with Washington. They're certainly not good against the pass. They're not good against the run, period. So I think you're crazy not to go with Jadon Blue. And not even so much because you think he's going to go off, but I think he's going to be so highly owned. If he goes off, you have to have him to have any chance. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like going with Chalky. I like to play the GPP, which is what I'm still planning on doing. But I think he's going to be so chalky that if he goes off, if you don't have him, you don't have a chance, is my opinion. So I think that's why he's my first one. Jacoby Myers, I like Parker Washington a lot too this week. But I think that, Indy, they're not stopping anybody in the pass. So Jacoby is Trevor's favorite target now. I think Jacoby has a really nice game here against Indy at 5,600. I think he's got a really good chance at least 3X. And I was going to go with Shadur as well. However, and then I was going to go with Josh Allen, and I even contemplated a little bit more than that. But I ended up going with Chris Oludokun because I think that this is probably Kelsey's last game. I think there will be a concentrated effort to try and get him the ball as much as possible. And for that matter, I like the combination at only 9,200 of Travis Kelce and Chris Oludokun. Oludokun only has to get 13.5 to get 3X. Mm-hmm. That seems really doable. So I'm going to die on that hill or thrive, and we'll see how it goes. You know what I mean? It's the last week of the season. I'm taking a huge risk here, but I think it's worth a huge risk. It could be a massive payout because I don't think a lot of people are going to want to own Chris Oludokun
at all.
So if he were to go off, and I think it's a possibility for the value, at least going off for the value, and that allows you to get quite a bit more with it. It gives you 6,180 remaining for the five plays. Even if you go with the Jags, I am not. That gives you 6,725. I'm closer to $7,000 with the defense that I picked. Good luck to you. Let's get some cash, boys and girls.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully my players hit this week and don't pull Alec Pierce. So games this week, today's games. Panthers, Bucks. This is going to be I think both games today are going to be great games. I'm going to pick Bucks.
I want to. I mean, I don't think anybody wants to win this damn division.
Yeah.
I wish the Falcons could win it if they were to win.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, because I would pick that. I'm picking Bucks, but I'm not sold on it.
Yeah.
Neither of these teams are playing consistent enough football or good football, really,
mm-hmm.
to show that they want to win this division.
Yeah, I agree.
It would be funny to me that the Bucks win and then they still don't make the playoffs, though.
Yeah. I mean,
It would be solely their fault because they were in the driver's seat for a while.
Yeah. They fell apart real quick, kind of like the Colts did, but not to that extent.
I would argue that it is similar to that.
Yeah.
Because of the record, I don't think shows that. But no, they've lost. Yes, it does. They have lost 7 of their last 8 games.
Oh, man. Well. So they've done the same thing.
And I argue that it's worse than what the Colts did because of the weakness of the division.
Yeah.
The Colts are at least in a very good
division. Yeah, that division really turned around very
with
quick.
Two excellent, solid to great teams.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah. There's not any particular player that I'm like, oh, yeah, I really like them this week. It's just, I don't know. It's
I like
really
Evans.
Hard to pick. Yeah.
This could very well be his last game, is the rumor. I do like Evans, but is Baker healthy enough to get him the ball consistently enough? I don't know, man.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I mean, they have zero running game at this point. If they're not going to use Bucky, put Tucker back in.
Mm-hmm.
Something weird is happening with all that.
Yeah, I don't know. Because Bucky was very successful last year when they were passing him the ball. Now they're not passing to him at all.
I like Jalen Coker, and I like T-Mac.
Yeah, I do like McMillan. I think he's going to have a great game.
I want to like Bryce Young, but
it's hard to trust him.
He's so inconsistent as well.
But
he has taken a step this year, though.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like he did last year. Hopefully he doesn't start the year out sucking again next season.
Both these games should be entertaining games, but I think Carolina-Tampa is going to be nobody wants to win it, quote-unquote, and the other one is going to be a very well-played game.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle and the Niners.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law and his wife are going to be there.
Man, that'd be a fun game to go to.
Agreed.
So if San Francisco wins this, could they be the first seed?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Hold on. I'm looking. Because I think the
Seahawks are 13-3. Niners are 12-4. And I think the Rams are 11-5.
The Rams cannot win the division or be the one seed.
Yeah.
Only Seattle and the Niners at this point.
So that game's just like really important too.
This is whoever wins this game wins the division and wins the number one seed.
Yeah. No, I'm going Niners. I like Niners.
The way they're playing football right now, yes, I agree.
I think
they have so many weapons.
The over under is 47.5. I like the over.
I like the over on that.
Kittle's playing this week. I think Kittle has a great game. I like CMC, of course.
I like Jennings. I like whichever receiver is not covered by Devin Witherspoon.
Yeah. If I were to guess, I think Jennings is, or I mean, Witherspoon might go between the two.
I think the two biggest weapons in this game will be CMC and George Kittle, though.
Oh, 100%. Smith and Jay Butt, he's probably going to have a really good game.
Oh, he goes off. I like the running backs. I just don't know which one. Probably Charbonnet.
I like Charbonnet.
Because they just don't seem to trust Walker when it gets on the other side of the 50.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's a trust factor. I think it's I don't like him.
Really?
Before the season, like, there was all kinds of rumors that the offensive coordinator didn't like Walker. He liked Charbonnet.
Yeah. I'm surprised they didn't trade him.
Kubiak.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. But
it's a waste
of
talent.
Oh, yeah.
I like Charbonnet. Charbonnet's good. But he's not as, I don't think he has near the upside of Walker.
Mm-hmm. This was Walker's first like full healthy season, was it?
In a minute. Yeah, and he's been wasted.
I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if he requests a trade.
He should. He absolutely should.
Yeah. But yeah, I think both games they should be good tonight. For the 1 o'clock window on Sunday, Falcons Saints.
Cares.
Yeah.
I actually do care because of the impact it could have on this other game.
Yeah. If the Falcons win, it's a three-way tie. All teams will be 8-9 if Tampa wins and the Falcons wins.
Who do you want to win that game? Falcons or Saints?
Falcons.
I want the Saints to win because that would put them at 7-10 as well.
That would be, I mean, that's a crazy comeback by the Saints.
2-8-9s and then 2-7-10 teams.
Yeah, I mean, I just remember that the Saints are in the same division. That's nuts.
I think the Falcons win this game.
Yeah, I think Bijan has a good game.
But I wouldn't be shocked to see the Saints at least stay competitive.
Yeah.
And I kind of like the over on this game because both offenses are running pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
Kirk Cousins has not been anything to write home about, but he has this offense humming far better than Michael Penix did at all.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Browns, Bengals. I mean, the Bengals should win. Do you think Myles Garrett gets a sack and gets that record? Hopefully. It'd be really cool to see.
Doesn't he have like the most sacks against Joe Burrow?
Maybe. I'm not sure. I haven't seen anything about that.
Or the most sacked quarterback for Myles Garrett is Joe Burrow. Something like that.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
Agreed. Like that, yeah.
That offensive line's horrible.
And it always has been. Mm-hmm. And there's so many rumors right now about whether or not Joe comes back.
I mean,
how devastating would that be to the sport?
That'd be like super. It'd be just like the Andrew Luck thing. A what if.
Except it's
it'd
not
be a huge what if story.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's still kind of out of the blue. He's just been hinting at it now. I think that's the difference. Andrew Luck did a good job keeping that under the rug.
Yeah, that dude.
He did
that
a great job keeping it under the rug.
He's just a different kind of guy.
Yeah.
I like him. Like, I respect what the reasoning and everything.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he was in rough shape. I think he is in rough shape. Like, I think he, I don't know.
So Joe.
That, yeah. those teams got them killed. Green Bay, Minnesota. I mean, Green Bay should win. Is Love starting this week?
No.
No?
Clayton, they're benching him? Is.
Oh, so they're playing the third string.
I mean, there is zero reason for them to risk either of those quarterbacks in this game.
Yeah.
They're locked into seven. It doesn't matter. None of it matters.
Mm-hmm.
So might as well make sure that they're both healthy. Make sure that they're both good.
Is Josh Jacobs playing?
I would be shocked if he is. I don't know that 100%, but he shouldn't.
Yeah.
Because of his health. You know what I mean?
The starting receivers, I think, are playing, which is a little crazy. But
I think that all of them, with maybe the exception of Watson, should play just to get more rhythm and everything. Watson isn't fully healthy. I don't know that Reed is. Wicks, like, get him in for a little bit and get him out. Sit him.
Mm-hmm.
And the same with their defensive players. Like, I think Minnesota wins this game by a mile.
Yeah, me too. No.
I think they cover. It's a 9.5-point spread for Minnesota.
You think they cover it?
Yeah.
Is JJ starting?
I think so.
Yes. Yeah, he is. I mean, yeah.
I saw a report right before we got on here while I was waiting for you that said that the Vikings are going to look for somebody else to challenge him.
Mm. It's going to be like an Anthony Richardson situation.
Possibly. Well, yes, exactly. I think it'll be exactly like that. And I wouldn't be shocked if they try to go get Daniel Jones, to be honest.
Yeah. I'd rather them get Daniel Jones over somebody like Mac Jones.
For the Vikings?
Yes.
Yeah, because I think somebody like Daniel Jones truly gives JJ a chance to win the battle. Somebody like Mac Jones, I don't think does.
No. Or maybe they
keep Carson Wentz.
Yeah, if he doesn't retire.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if he does, to be honest. I think that's something that's been contemplating for a while. So.
Yeah, I think especially after this injury.
Yeah.
Dallas Giants. Well, like we said earlier, Jaden Blue should have a good game.
He should. And they should want to try and go out with as much hype as they can.
Yeah. I think the Dallas offense just moves the ball over the Giants. Dallas should win.
I think the Giants move the ball over Dallas too.
Yeah. I like Theo.
I like over 49.5.
Mm-hmm. Titans, Jacksonville. Jacksonville should kill the Titans.
They're 13-point favorites.
13?
They win the division.
They should. Yeah. So, yeah, they're probably going to try to put a lot of points on them. I like pretty much anybody on Jacksonville. Yep. Like earlier, I said I like Elk. Maybe Cam Ward, too.
I like DK. I don't think both Airman and DK get something here, but I think one of them do. And the same thing with the tight ends. Okonkwo has been getting more.
Yeah. Indy Houston. I mean, I think Houston will win.
Shock me otherwise.
Yeah.
I like JT to at least get a touchdown.
Maybe.
I don't know if he has a major high yardage game, but.
Yeah. Just, I don't think this is going to be anybody's going to really have a big game in this one.
On either side, I like Nico.
Yeah. Is Sauce playing?
Who cares?
Yeah.
He's been getting a lot of undue hate. Have you seen that? He went 1-7 with the Jets, got traded to the Colts, and they got 1-7.
Went 1-7.
This is not his
fault. That's why his jersey's won.
This is not his fault.
Yeah.
Is it?
I don't think so. Because he was out for a couple of them.
People are ridiculous.
Yeah. I'm not shocked.
Did they overpay? Yeah. And I said that in the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
They absolutely overpaid.
I don't know. That fall off, it was a crazy fall off.
But it wasn't because of that.
No, no. But the Colts did have a crazy fall off.
I mean, I don't think it was as. It was more than I thought it was going to be, but I saw it coming.
But yeah, Houston should win. I don't know if it would be close. I don't even know if that'll happen.
10-point favorites.
Yeah. Yeah. Buffalo and Jets. I mean,
it's supposed to be like crazy amount of snow.
Yeah, I really like James Cook this week a lot.
Like crazy amount of snow.
Yeah. Last time he played the Jets, he put up a 30-point game. So.
Breece Hall's questionable.
And the Jets have gotten worse since then. So James Cook should kill it this week.
I'll tell you what, for DFS, real quick, if Hall is not playing, I like Isaiah Davis in this game.
Yeah.
Like, I would go get him and put him in there for DFS. And especially if you want to be like contrarian to the Jadon Blues.
Yeah. It really give you a lot of cash to use that receiver and
I don't know what it costs, but let me go look while you're
probably not much. But yeah, I just really like James Cook. I think you said earlier you like Josh Allen.
I do just because he tends to run the ball.
Yeah. When they get that short yardage behind the end zone.
I knew what you were saying, buddy.
But I mean, Jets are going to get stomped. I don't think there's any question about it. Chargers, Denver. I mean, this game doesn't really matter anymore. Chargers are sitting their starters.
Isaiah Davis is out, so never mind. I didn't realize that.
Who do they have then?
I'm looking. Nwangu. That'd be interesting. And or Herbert. Khalil Herbert.
Khalil?
I love
Khalil Herbert.
Nwangu's 4,000. Herbert's 4,200. Nwangu is listed higher on the depth chart, though.
Yeah. I mean, wasn't Vital lower on the depth chart than whoever the other running back was?
Yeah, I think that there's probably a little more upside with Nwangu. I don't think it matters. Yeah. Both of them are veterans who have plenty of chances elsewhere and not really lived up to anything. So,
yeah.
Looking at that with Davis out, I mean, I wouldn't be at all shocked to see Hall play. Because I was thinking if he's questionable, he's probably not playing, but he's got his 1,000 yards. Brady Cook has thrown 7 picks.
And how many games? Hasn't it been 4?
I think so. 4 games played, 3 games started. I like him for 2 picks just for shits and giggles.
Yeah.
I bet it's plus money for 2 picks, even with that. What do you think?
100%. Yeah, I would say so.
I'm looking.
Yeah, but I mean, Denver's starting their starters, so Denver's minus 13.5. I could see them. Well, honestly, I can see them, the Chargers covering their spread.
There's no player props yet for that game.
There's not? Huh.
But if you get a chance to bet him 2 picks, I mean, I think that there's bigger risks than that.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. But I can see Chargers covering spread.
Absolutely. Against Denver?
I think their defense is starting, yeah.
100%. I like the Chargers to win the game, too.
Really? That's crazy.
I'm crazy.
That's true. yeah, I mean, Trey Lance, maybe he can do something. I don't know. Kansas City and Vegas. Like you said earlier, Travis Kelce probably have a huge game as his potential last game.
Yeah. I think that they'll, I'm not saying he's going to. I think there'll be a concentrated effort to try and get that.
Yeah. Outside of that, this game's going to suck. Genty might play decent.
The only reason I'll pay any attention to it is to see how my DFS is doing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a rough game. Arizona and Rams. I mean, another one of those games where Arizona will put up a couple of touchdowns late in the game. Rams are probably going to just take their frustration. Yeah, they're gonna probably take their frustration out on them.
Quite possible.
Yeah, I can see the Rams covering the spread of 7.5. New England and Miami. Another game that's probably gonna be a blowout.
I think Miami covers.
Is Drake May in the starters? Yeah,
I believe that they will. I don't know that they play the whole game.
Because are they still able to get the first seed? No. Oh, then they probably won't play that long. I mean, who is technically the starter? Well, yes, do you think they'll bench both running backs?
If San Diego beats Denver, the Patriots can get the one.
San Diego.
Did I say San Diego? If the Chargers beat Denver.
I was like, oh, man. That was a long time ago.
Woo!
Yeah, I mean, they might start their whole start. Well, the Denver game's before, isn't it?
Both are 4, aren't they?
Yeah, they play at the same time. So, yeah, I mean, I would guess they're probably going to start the starters the whole game then.
I mean, if it's looking unless like Denver's annihilating the Chargers, then
they might bench them.
Yeah. But yeah, that makes me like, so if you want to be really contrarian, I like Drake for that too. If he's got to play more in DFS.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too. I mean, that should be a good game for New England players. Washington and Philly. Another one of those games, man. Jeez. I mean, Washington's just going to get killed. Josh Dobbs might be playing this week, at least last I heard. Yeah, Josh Johnson. My bad.
Philly is known for not playing their starters in this situation.
Yeah, Tyler McKee's starting. Oh, hopefully Washington wins.
I like the running games for both these teams.
Is Saquon playing?
At least
hopefully
not.
But yeah, hopefully Washington wins. Bears keep second seed, which will lead to them meeting the Packers in the playoffs, which I think it will be a great game.
I think that would be a great game as well.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's the 8 o'clock game, like prime time.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens.
That
could be very well the marquee game.
Yeah.
If it lines up that way.
Mm-hmm. Baltimore and Pittsburgh. This is a huge game. Whoever wins takes that division and goes to the playoffs. Is Lamar playing this week?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I think, I don't know. Over under is 41.5. I think it hits the over.
Be shocked either way. I would lean more towards the over.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to say Baltimore wins.
I'll say Pittsburgh to be contrarian. I don't like anybody in this game. I don't trust
me neither.
Either offense. I don't trust either defense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would like the only player, if I had to pick, I'd say Derrick Henry, but I don't trust the offense coordinator.
Yep. Agreed. I don't trust either team.
All right. Bears. I mean, I think the Bears will win. No bias.
I mean, yeah. I would be surprised if that doesn't happen. And I think that both offenses I want to like, but I trust Chicago's more.
Yeah, they've been playing out of their mind.
You asked me earlier if I like Cook or Gibbs. I think I like Cook more.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I ended up leaning towards. But yeah, we'll see how that game goes. I'm hoping the Bears win.
Is Odunze playing?
Mm-hmm. Last I saw, he was still questionable.
Yeah, I would be surprised if he plays, to be honest.
Yeah.
Makes more sense to save him for the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking. But, yeah, I mean, I'm ready for today's games. These are going to be some really good games today.
For sure. I have a question. Or how many come Monday afternoon? Or do we want to review Monday or Tuesday?
We can do it whichever day.
All right. Come review day, whether it be Monday or Tuesday, how many head coaching openings? Or how many do you think that there will be at the end of this?
How many head coach firings?
Yeah. I'm going to predict six.
Six? I'm going to say at least four.
I think I'm going to be conservative.
Do you think Harbaugh does?
Yes. If they don't win, which whoever doesn't get in the playoffs between Pittsburgh and Baltimore, I take the head coaches out.
Yeah.
However it's announced, it will be as a mutual decision for either team.
Yeah.
As it should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be like a straight-up firing. It'll be so-and-so and so-and-so agreed to part ways.
I think it's an outside chance to both of them are gone.
Yeah.
When it's all said.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be insane. It'd be super crazy. But yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and leave a review. If you're watching on YouTube, like, subscribe, and leave a comment what you guys think. Hit that notification button. Be notified whenever we post on here. Thank you, guys.